Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Okay, so let's think about the ones, because the federal government is, you know, massive. And he didn't say he was cutting every part of federal spending. But if he does cut federal spending on numerous projects and programs that were started under the Obama administration, that's definitely going to have an impact on the job creation in our local market. On the other hand, he also has proposed strengthening the military. And if he does that, then you're going to see military spending, which is a big part of the local economy, expand. And that's going to drive job growth, especially into Northern Virginia, in my opinion. So you could see the market in Northern Virginia strengthen. Now, it's not going to be immediate because it takes time. It takes the engine getting into place. And it's 2016 now. And if 2017 he puts this into place, it may really be 2018 or 19 before you see some impact. And this is all my projection. So you can't rely on this as anything other than my opinion, right? So that said, you could see the bolstering in one part of the economy locally and the diminishment of other parts of the economy that he or his cabinet feel that are have been going in the wrong direction. Now, the other consideration, too, is that the interest rate environment, if he does cut taxes and he does take a hard line with the international crowd, with the globalists, as they're called, he could actually dissuade some of these large countries that are buying our debt from continuing to buy our debt. They may, in fact, pull back on purchasing our debt, which would cause our local interest rate environment across the country to rise. We saw right the day after the election, we saw the 10-year Treasury jump over 2%. Now, it wasn't a huge jump. It jumped from 1.87 to 2.01 in that day, but there had been a steady rise in interest rates for the previous 2 weeks from 1.55, 1.6, all the way up to 2% in a two-week period. Pretty sizable move, you know, almost a 40% move on the interest rate and pushing rates well over 4% again. So will that continue? Will it not continue? I guess we'll see. And will we see a lot of volatility in the stock market? I think local real estate economy will continue to be solvent. We will still see continual sales in the market. And I guess the question will come down to whether there will be sufficient job replacement through government spending on the defense spending to offset other cuts in the local economy, or will there be through infrastructure placement? You know, a lot of the proposal has been we need to grow things that have been proposed for a long time, improving the highways, improving the traffic systems and so on, improving the infrastructure of the country means that a lot of money is spent, but most of that is then going to be spent where the infrastructure is going to be done, right? It's not going to be local unless we have local infrastructure that needs to be worked on. And I think you and I both have seen some roads that need to be worked on. So I'm sure we'll get some of the local expenditure. Hey, at the end of the day, I'm a believer in you work to eat, okay? It's really, if you don't work, you don't eat. In my business in real estate, if I'm not out selling houses, if I'm not taking care of you with excellence as a client, what happens? Well, if I'm not taking care of you with excellence, you don't refer me to your friends. And sometimes I don't even sell the house if that happens. So it's imperative for me to provide for my family effectively to do exactly what I say I'm going to do and be faithful to that. And I cannot rest and I do not rest. I do not receive the benefit of the government giving me some kind of a subsidy in order for me to sell real estate. I think a lot of us understand that. I think a lot of us know the value of our time, know the value of our investment, and our willingness to sacrifice in order to educate our kids, or sacrifice in order to save long-term for the future, or whatever it might be. So I'm a believer that if you cut taxes, you have to cut spending. You can't do one without the other. Otherwise, you will grow the debt from $20 trillion to $30 trillion overnight, right? And I don't think any of us want that. I think we all believe that if we cut taxes, we have to see the economy grow, but I think the economy will grow. If you look back at the 80s and you look at how the economy grew under Ronald Reagan when he cut taxes, it didn't just go to the benefit of the rich. It went to the benefit of the middle class who've been squeezed. You look at the middle class, how much money they have to spend on health insurance, how much money they have to spend on goods and services. There's been inflation in the economy. And if they don't have to give as much to the federal government, well, sure, they can go and gamble it, but more likely they're going to be able to invest it. They're going to be able to spend money doing the things. I know in my case, I could turn some of the tax dollars, and I give a lot of money to the federal government every year for the good that they do for the benefit of all these people in this country. And I'm a firm believer that we need to have a central government in order to protect us. But I'm not a firm believer that the government's purpose is to provide for everybody who doesn't have a job, and provide for everybody who needs to eat, and provide for everybody all the time. In fact, I think it's the responsibility of the individual in general, right? I mean, there's exceptions, but there has to be the responsibility of the individual to work, to eat, and to find a place to work, to eat. And you might say, well, there aren't enough jobs for that. I say, well, I think there are plenty of job opportunities if people are willing to work for something less, right? And so the argument ultimately boils down to this. If you walked into my office and you said, hey, how much are you paying to do this? I'll work for a dollar less, right? I'm likely to offer you an opportunity if you're good at what you do, because I'll save money as an employer. So somebody who says, I don't have a job, or stands on a corner at, you know, at the local Connecticut Avenue with a panhandle and says, you know, I'm a vet, I need money. I say, okay, vet, you need money, go find a job. If you're working so hard standing in the blazing heat or the ice tingling cold, asking for money from somebody who's not only made the money but also paid the taxes on the money, if you believe that that's your justifiable best place in life, I would say I disagree. And you can create your own opportunity. When I'm on my listing appointments, I have to create the value for what I'm going to do for each and every seller. It's the natural course of being a business owner and being in commission sales, which is exactly what I am. Nobody pays me an hourly wage. I sell a house, I make money. I don't sell a house, I not only don't make money, but I lose everything I invested into getting that house ready, from my stager, photographer, and so on. So I think that the disparaged and downtrodden Democrats who feel afraid that the market is about to fall apart under Donald Trump, I think we all agree that he is acting in ways that are untoward and unacceptable. And we're all a little unsure. Okay? Hey, but none of us are perfect. We've all made our mistakes. If he makes good choices and is patient and actually turns out to be who I think and I've hoped that he will be, and not the person who little snippets that were clipped together and then advertised over and over on the radio and the news by the liberal media, if he's not that person, he really is the man who's raised a successful family and has had a very successful business and has many people that have worked for him who claim that he is a great guy, then I think we're going to do well. And I think cutting taxes will be for the benefit of everybody, rich and poor alike. We need to put people to work. People need to choose to work. If we run into a recession in the local economy, you know, we all may have to work for a little bit less because of where we happen to be. We happen to be in Washington, D.C. On the other hand, maybe defense spending will go up. And frankly, with a cut in taxes, I really believe the overall national economy will rise, all the boats will be lifted, and everyone will do just fine, as long as they're willing to work.